continue talking about the season of change. And the topic that we focus on is with regards to bringing unity in the Ummah. How we can bring unity in the Ummah. So the question is, how do we keep quarrels and discord away? How do we grow love? And how do we remove dissension from the Ummah? That is a question that is on everybody's mind as to how do we achieve this. So the basic path to unity and harmony is to grow two things in oneself. And once we establish these two things, then we'll be able to achieve unity. The one is humility, and the other is selflessness. Humility or humbleness is to regard oneself as nothing. To be able to say to yourself sincerely and generally that I am Allah's slave. And because I am Allah's slave, I am bound to observe His commands. By myself I have no merit, and I have no right. Hence, if anyone violates my rights, then he does no wrong, for I deserve that. The problem is, why we don't have unity these days is because every person is arrogant at heart. Everyone thinks that they're greater, or they have many rights, and blames others for violating their rights, and not giving them respect. And arrogant breeds discord. When one is arrogant, one regards himself as greater and the owner of many rights and expects other people to respect him. But when they do not treat him with respect, he complains about that. And that is where things then get wrong. So arrogance is the root cause of problems. Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahimahullah has given a very interesting perspective on this. He says that if you follow the prescription, you will not have a complaint against anyone. And it is that you conceive yourself to yourself that the world is a very bad place, and it's the main purpose here is that people want to hurt you. And if a person or animal hurts you, then that is exactly what this place is all about, the world. So keep that in mind. But if someone does good, then you thank that person, you find it surprising. So let it be the norm that you don't expect any good from anyone and don't have any expectation of any good. And if it does come your way, then you then consider it a great boon, a bounty, and be thankful to Allah or to those that do good to you. So when you don't have any expectation, see, the problem is that many times it is the failure to fulfill expectation that leads to problems, that I expected you to inform me, I expected this and expected that. So if you have no expectation, then nobody will harm you and you'll have no complaint against anyone. It's when the enemy hurts you, when someone that you never expect any good from that person hurts you, you don't complain because that is exactly what you expected from that type of a person. We can only have expectation of Allah. Ask Allah. Place your hopes in Allah alone. Cut off hopes from everyone else except from Allah. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi raja'ak waqta' raja'i amman siwak. Oh Allah, place in my heart hope in you and remove my hopes from everyone else. So that is the first point towards attaining unity and attaining this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and removing the shackles of disunity that has engulfed our community. A person who is humble will not think that he has a right over other people, will think himself as Allah's slave, and that he has no standing, and will be happy with anything that comes his way. He will have no expectation from others, and therefore no complaint. And when there are no complaints, there are no disputes. So there's a sequence. Everything is interlinked. That when one thing leads to the other. The second point is to create human unity and to connect the Ummah is selflessness. It's an attitude of self-sacrifice with Allah's creation. We should be prepared to sacrifice our comforts for the benefit of our Muslim brothers or sisters. we should be willing to bear hardship to protect our Muslim brothers or sisters from hardship. We should be willing to suffer loss in the process of benefiting others. And if we have this, then really, we will be connected as a ummah. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and says they preferred others above themselves even though they had poverty. People who come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time had great needs, and the Sahaba would put their own needs above the needs, or they would put the needs of others above their own needs and assist these people. And that is how the community was built. So these are qualities that we need to adopt in terms of building a better ummah.